We all know about the major risk factors for cancer: smoking, fatty foods, exposure to the sun, and heredity. Now, scientists are closer to discovering what triggers cancer on a cellular level. Carlo Croci is a genetics researcher at Ohio State University.
Now we are able, we and many others, are able to develop novel treatment that might be much more successful.
Croci and his colleagues have identified a class of genes called microRNA. They control other genes in our bodies. Altered microRNA genes had already been found in many types of cancer. So Croci's team purposely altered a single type of microRNA gene in lab mice. The result? The mice developed leukemia and lymphomas.
The direct proof is that to show that when we reintroduce that very active microRNA into normal cell, those normal cells become malignant.
Croci says the next step is to find treatments that counter the effects of the altered microRNA. So far, he and his team have come up with a way to shut off the activity of the very active microRNA, thus preventing it from creating cancer cells.
It's a new challenge, and we and many others around the world will try to do that, to develop the treatment based on alteration in microRNA.
The good news is, Croci says, the technology to manipulate the activity of microRNA already exists. Besides human leukemias and lymphomas, microRNA genes also have been found in human lung, breast, and colon cancers. Crystal Park, VOA News.